10 offenses explained. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama.
So there are 10 offenses. One must be very careful to avoid chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Explained here. The first, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. This means one must be free from envy, especially which you ask going back to the devotion. It's explained that one may not envy the spiritual master as he would an ordinary man. One may not be envious of the spiritual master. This enviousness of the spiritual master blasphemes the spiritual master's position. The spiritual master being emissary of Krishna, an ambassador, just like if the ambassador of the United States goes to France and is insulted, then it is taken as an insult on the president. It is taken as an insult on the leader of the country. So the ambassador is just a representative, but the offense to the ambassador is not forgiven. In the case of a pure devotee, Krishna never forgives this offense. Because the spirit, the pure devotee's spiritual master is so dear to Krishna, performing the most beneficial activity to the fallen souls in the material world, and thereby, as Krishna explains in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he who explains the science of devotional service, Lord, is most dear. So therefore, anyone who blasphemes and insults the spiritual master is automatically becoming greatly hindered in his advancement in devotional service. In fact, it's called a mad elephant defense to offend the human body. Just as in a garden, there may be so many nice flowers and vines growing. But if an elephant gets into the garden, and all the vines and flowers are torn away from the roots. So with the devotional service, the creeper of devotional service, completely destroyed by this offense here in the world. So this must be avoided. Second offense, to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Sometimes the atheist declares and then take it that any demigod is the supreme personality of God and Vishnu. But one who is a devotee knows that no demigod, no matter how great he may be, is independently as good as the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, if somebody thinks that he can chant Kali, Kali, or Durga, Durga, and it is the same as Hare Krishna, that is the greatest offense. So, also in the Nectar of Devotion, it is described that one who thinks of the demigods on an equal level with Krishna, or who thinks that it is all right that if you worship the demigods, you will get to Krishna, he is considered an atheist. He does not understand the Supreme Personality of God, and his position is supreme over all spiritual world and material world. The demigods are merely living entities like ourselves, emanations from Krishna, cannot be accepted as God. Sometimes are accepted by foolish men. These foolish men are accepted. This is atheistic. So we should be careful to avoid comparing the demigods, placing them on any kind of equal level with the Supreme Personality, Krishna. Krishna is the source of the demigods, as he explains in the Bhagavad Gita. And in the 9th chapter of Confidential Knowledge, Krishna says, whatever is offered to the demigods is actually meant for me, offered without true understanding. For I am the source of the demigods. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. The spiritual master's instructions are given explicitly to the devotee so that he may make advancements. So if the devotee neglects to follow these orders, instructions of the spiritual master, it's his advancement will be troubled. The Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, never mind, don't consider loss or gain, victory or defeat. Just fight for the sake of fighting. Just fight. So one must, and the Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada explains, one must execute the instructions of the spiritual master as if in military discipline. And they seem troublesome at all. But the trouble is called tapasya. Tapasya, difficulty undergone by the disciple. Because he is following the instructions of the spiritual master, this is the key. This is the key to advancement. Consciousness. After all, a devotee must learn to hate sense enjoyment. And this tapasya means the giving up of sense enjoyment for the satisfaction of this is very beneficial for advancing in Krishna consciousness. It must be accepted. One who neglects or disobeys the order of the spiritual master, his progress is greatly hindered. To blaspheme the Vedic literature, the literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Looks like Srimad Bhagavatam may contain many stories, like Lord Krishna when he was in Dwarka. From each of his 16,108 palaces, each day he would give away thousands of cows in charity, Krishna's charitable nature. So many cows every day were being given away by Krishna. This is inconceivable, we can't understand. So many instances, parts of the scriptures will seem inconceivable. But we must accept it as it is. We cannot test. We can test by following the instructions of the spiritual master. The world will become revealed by Krishna's causes. This is Krishna's inconceivable potency. The example is given of cow dung and concha being the dung and stool of an animal. Ordinarily, anyone who touches the dung or stool of an animal must immediately bathe or the bone. But the bone, the concha, and the dung, cow dung, these are pure, stated in the Vedic scriptures. It may be doubted, it may say, oh, this is contradictory, because also it says that as soon as one may touch it, the dung of an animal, the stool of an animal, one must bathe. But the scientists are discovering, yes, stool of a cow, a cow dung, is full of all antiseptic properties. So the Vedic scriptures and literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version, all are perfect, but they must come in disciplic succession. The literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version, coming from Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Govinda Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Thakur, all these literatures coming through the disciplic succession in pursuance of the Vedic version must be accepted 100% as the absolute truth. One must not The next defense is to consider the glorious chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Very simply, this is just, it would have to be mental speculation. Anyone who chants seriously, sincerely, to their view, to understanding Krishna, to becoming purified, to gain relief from material miseries. Anyone, four classes of men come to Krishna. Those in want of money, those in material distress, those who are curious, those who are in knowledge. Any one of these men, by chanting Hare Krishna seriously, just after a short time, note the effect. And only because of someone's entanglement, mental activities, mental speculation, should he consider his chanting imaginative process.
Please,
we must be careful to avoid all speculation about chanting the holy names. The holy names are pure. And this can be experienced by anyone and everyone. There's no question. The next defense, to interpret the holy name of the Lord. So again, the name of the Lord is not different from the Lord himself. It can be changed. Krishna, not different from Krishna, personality. It can be understood by any intelligent man, really by submissive moral reception. By hearing Hare Krishna from the authorized spiritual master, everyone, even if he's a very simple person, can become free and can eventually come to a purified state because of the potency of the genuine age. So we cannot interpret Krishna gives full information about his name. Krishna's name, himself,
we've been chairs, some ladies are standing.
Paraphernalia. All the same.
Same
on the absolute level. The next defense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. Because by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can be freed from all kinds of sinful reactions. It should not be taken that one may continue to act sinfully, and after that chant Hare Krishna to neutralize his sins. Such a mentality is very dangerous and should be avoided. So Krishna, being the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead, gives us this chanting of Hare Krishna to come to him. Chant Hare Krishna. You can go back home, back to God, to come to Krishna. Krishna and his name are none different. Devotional service in the kingdom of God are the same. Devotional service is the beginning of the process in practice. Devotional service in practice and on bhakti and in the end. Devotional service is the end. Devotional service is not different from Krishna as well. So we must chant and engage in Krishna devotional service. But if we think we can chant and allow our senses still to rove freely, is it a mistake? And think, oh, I will be freed anyway. I will be purified by chanting. And then indulge. Think about, meditate on, or engage in some way in the objects of the senses. This is like trying to light a fire while pouring water on it. How can you cleanse the lust if you are remaining lustful? If you are continuing to your lustful desire and meditating on the objects of the senses or engaging with the objects of the senses, and at the same time trying to become pure, no one must learn to control the senses. The very important. We must control our mind. And if the senses are out of control, the mind cannot be controlled. So the senses must be controlled. Meditating on Krishna's lotus feet, the deity in the temple, the picture of Krishna in the temple, by controlling our sense of smell, burning incense in the temple, smelling flowers offered to the deity, controlling the sense of touch, chanting japa, playing instruments, clapping your hands, dancing, controlling the sense of the tongue, chanting, rigs, taking Bhagavad Prasad, and the hearing, of course, by hearing, transcendental vibration, reading. So all the senses must be controlled this way. And the mind will be controlled. And we can focus the mind on Krishna's lotus feet. The mind will be wavering here and there. But if we control the lower self...
Or in other words, when you fix up your mind in Krishna, then senses will be automatically controlled. This way is difficult. That way is easy. You fix up your mind. Sabai Munak Krishna Padar Vinde Bhajangshi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnani. Amrish Maharaj, he was an emperor. But he was a great devotee. How? He always fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajangshi Sabai Munak Krishna Padar Vinde Krishna Padarabhinda, on the lotus feet of Krishna, he fixed up his mind. And Bhachangsik Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnani. The next is the tongue. Mind fix up, then the next sense is, important sense is the tongue, next to the mind. The tongue should be controlled. How? By chanting Hare Krishna and eating Krishna prasad, and then other senses will be automatically controlled. That verse is not quoted there. Savai mana krishna padaravinde bhachasi vaikuntha gunanu. Legs should be engaged to go to the temple of Krishna. Hands should be engaged for cleansing the temple. Nose should be engaged for smelling tulsi, which is offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Ear should be engaged for hearing about Krishna. Eyes should be engaged for seeing Krishna beautifully dressed. These things are in this way. The temple worship means all these senses being engaged in Krishna consciousness. Mind and senses. Then they cannot do any harm. They are already engaged. They cannot have any other engagement. And if you keep vacant the mind and the senses, then Maya will capture. Then eye will go to see the cinema, and tongue will go to the restaurant, or roosted, what is called. These things will be engaged in different ways. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Extra fast to be avoided is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruit of activity, karma consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita also explains that when your mind has become free from the dense forest of delusion, then you will be indifferent to all that is lingering and all that is to be heard. By chanting Hare Krishna, one becomes immediately free from the dense forest of delusion, ignorance of Krishna. Remembering Krishna and remembering His holy name, there while remembering his lotus feet. One is automatically fulfilling all the purposes of the Vedas. However, the process of chanting Hare Krishna works so quickly to cleanse the mind that in a very short time, the devotees who have come to Krishna consciousness relish the activities of the Lord described in Krishna. And in fact, these pastimes of Lord Krishna are so powerful. Srila Prabhupada points out introduction of Krishna that even as a materialist, when he reads about the activities of Lord Krishna, and he understands them only on the level of young boy and young girl, still they become purified because these activities are 100% transcendental. Krishna's pastimes are completely purified. So anyone who appreciates Krishna's activities becomes purified. So you must always try to fix our mind on Krishna, Krishna's activities, Krishna's lotus.
Bhavaushadhi chotra mano virama. Krishna's pastimes are described as the medicine of the disease, bhava. Bhava means repeated birth and death. This is a disease. So, bhavaushadhi, it is the medicine, panacea for curing this disease, bhavaushadhi. At the same time, chotra manobhirama. It is very pleasing to hear and very enlightening to the heart. Krishna's name is so nice, Krishna's pastime is so nice, that it is very pleasing, very satisfying. At the same time, it is the medicine for the disease of repeated birth and death. The more you become free from material harassment, the more you make advance in spiritual life. Or the more you make advance spiritual life, the more you become detached to the material life. These are the tests. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. Bhakti, devotional life, spiritual life, the test is the virakti annatra. Annatra means beyond, without Krishna, everything becomes detestable. The example is given just like a hungry man when he is eating. As he is eating, so he is feeling satisfaction and no hunger. proportionately. At one time it will come, he will say, no, I don't want anymore. I am completely satisfied. Shamin kitartho smi badang na jaje. Jaise Dhruva Maharaj, he said, I am now completely satisfied. I haven't got to ask anything, benediction. That is the progress and ultimate goal of bhakti. As soon as one is saturated with bhakti, he has no more demand, no more attraction for this material. But not Krishna attraction means decreasing attraction for the material world. God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. One can test his advancement of spiritual life, how he is being detached to the material life. That's all. It is not to be taken certificate from others. It's like when you eat, you haven't got to take certificate from others. You will feel, yes, I'm satisfied. That's all. You don't require, while eating nicely, you don't require to take certificate. Am I eating nicely? You will know yourself. Another example is given, the candy. Candy, when a man is suffering from jaundice disease, if you give him candy, he'll taste it bitter. That means more one is materially suffering, he'll not be interested to Krishna consciousness. But the example is this, the candy is the only medicine for jaundice. So you have to give him candy by force. And as he cures, he will say, oh, candy is very nice. Candy is sweet. So in the beginning we have to force, we have to give the medicine just like horse is given medicine. 3 men required to induce medicine to the mouth of the horse. So this is our duty, to inject Hare Krishna medicine just like pushing medicine in the throat of the horse by force. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Chaitanya, Deva, Shri, Radha, Radha. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi
Paschatya
Paschatya
Deshatari Om
Om
Nirandasya
Nirandasya
Nirandjana
Nirandjana
Salakaya
Salakaya
Chakshu
Chakshu
Umiritam
Umiritam
Dena
Dena
Shrasmai
Shrasmai
Shri
Shri
Gurave
Gurave Siddhanta
Saraswati
Saraswati
Iti
Namne
Shri
Shri
Varsha
Varsha
Vandi
Vandi
Devi
Devi
Dai
Dai
Daya
Daya
Kripa
Kripa
Daye
Daye
Krishna
Krishna
Sambandha
Sambandha
Vijnana
Vijnana
Dayane
Dayane
Bhavave
Bhavave
Namaha Madhurya
Madhurya
Ochala Ochala
Ochala
Prema
Prema
Adaya
Adaya
Shri
Shri
Rupa
Rupa
Nuga
Nuga
Bhaktida
Bhaktida
Shri
Shri
Gora
Gora
Karuna
Karuna
Shakti
Shakti
Vigrahaya
Vigrahaya
Then neck beats, let them.
Siddhanta
Siddhanta
Vanta
Vanta
Harine
Harine
Namo
Namo
Gora
Gora
Kishoraya
Kishoraya
Sakshat
Sakshat
Vairagaya
Vairagaya
Murtaye
Murtaye
Vipalamba
Vipalamba
Rasambude
Rasambude
Padambujaya
Padambujaya
Sachidananda
Sachidananda
Namine
Namine
Gora
Gora
Shakti
Shakti
Swaru
Swaru
Aya
Aya
Rupa
Rupa
Yuga
Yuga
Raya
Raya
Gora
Gora
Nirbhava
Nirbhava
Dume
Dume
Tvam
Tvam
Nirdeshta Sajjana
Sajjana
Priya
Priya
Vaishnava
Vaishnava
Sarva
Sarva
Bhuma
Bhuma
Shri
Shri
Jagana
Jagana
Aya
Aya
De
Namaha
Namaha Vancha
Vancha
Tapa
Tapa
Taru
Taru
Vyascha
Vyascha
Kripa
Sindhu Sindhu
Pya
Pya
Eva
Eva
Cha
Cha
Pati
Pati
Tanam
Tanam
Pavane
Pavane
Vayo
Vayo
Vaishna
Vaishna
Vivayo
Vivayo
Namo
Namo
Namaha
Namaha
Namo
Namo
Namaha
Namaha
Adinaya
Adinaya
Krishna
Krishna
Prema
Prema
Tadayate
Tadayate
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Krishna
Krishna
Chaitanya
Chaitanya
Namne
Namne
Gora
Gora
Vishe
Vishe
Namaha
Namaha
Pancha
Pancha
Tadva
Tadva
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram
Hare Ram
Bhakta
Bhakta
Rupa
Rupa
Varu
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram
Bhakta
Bhakta
Bhakta Krishna.
Aruna.
Aruna.
Sindhu.
Sindhu.
Dina.
Dina.
Pandu.
Pandu.
Jagat.
Jagat.
Pate.
Pate.
Bhopesha.
Bhopesha.
Bhopika.
Bhopika.
Kanta.
Kanta.
Radha.
Radha.
Kanta.
Kanta.
Ramo.
Ramo.
Pate.
Pate.
Divya.
Divya.
Vrinda.
Vrinda.
Ranya.
Ranya.
Kapa.
Kapa.
Drumata.
Drumata.
Shima.
Shima.
Ratna.
Ratna.
Gara.
Gara.
Simha.
Simha.
Sanha.
Sanha.
Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna.
Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna.
Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna. I shall distribute them. Who is this?
Should I go on to
the book? Yes.
So, after a year's time, or less, sometimes more,
Atmaram, that. Atmaram
means Gayatri initiation.
He is satisfied with self-realization.
He is completely fixed up in the mode of goodness, completely cleansed of all lustful coverings. Lustful
next.
Coverings due to the contamination association with the material mode. So after a short time, one is qualified because he is fixed in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means he is not attracted by the objects of the senses, belly, anger, the tongue,
Puranjan was a great king, devout, in the history.
All material attachments are wiped away by chanting Hare Krishna. One becomes fixed in the world of goodness. And by taking the Brahminical initiation, one eventually becomes qualified, becomes situated in pure goodness. Therefore, it can become a spiritual master himself.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. Sometimes it is known, as in the case of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he required not to undergo any purificatory activity. But Sukadeva Goswami was completely liberated from birth. But this Brahminical initiation is a second birth. This is the title given to the spirit soul, taking the second birth.
Aprakita. Aprakita means transcendental. Hare Krishna. Then, next. There are different stages of understanding. First understanding is direct perception, pratyaksha. In Sanskrit word it is called pratyaksha, direct understanding. That is 10th class understanding. That is not actually understanding, direct perception. But people are giving stress that I want to see, I want to touch. This is called pratyaksha. Then next is paroksha, hearing from authorities. Then aparoksha, realizing. Then adhokshaja, means beyond the perception of the senses, and then aprakita, transcendental. These are the stages for going to the aprakita, transcendental stage. From direct perception, then pratyaksha paroksha, to take instruction from others, then realization, then beyond these senses, and then aprakita, transcendent. So Krishna is aprakita. So Krishna cannot be understood by direct sense perception. Gradually you have to rise to the aprakita stage, which is called Vasudeva stage, beyond this material understanding. That will take time. We have to practice there. Come on. Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is Lord Brahma's name. Or Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's name. Generally Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's. Hiranyagarbha Das. That's all. Then next. What is it? No, next bit? Where is it? Then? Where is the next bit? Huh? Oh, these things are not good. It must be well equipped. Otherwise, what is the meaning of initiation? No next bit? Go on, first of all, get neck beats. What is next? You have got neck beats? That's all right. Vishwakarma. That's nice. Vishwakarma is the engineer of this universe. Hare Krishna. Yeah. You know what are the rules and regulations? That's it. Next. Come on. Dineshwar. Dineshwar is the name of sun god. Come on. We are all Das, not the person. When he called Krishna, Krishna means Krishna Das. When he called Dineshwar, Dineshwar means Dineshwar servant. Our position is always servant. Dasanu Das. Servant of the servant, servant of the servant, the more you become on the lower status of servant, our position is better. This is. Come on, next. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. You arrange for offering this sacrifice, you arrange? What is his name?
Mahabir.
Mahabir.
M-A-H-A-B-I.
Huh? M-A-H-A-B-I-R. Mahavir. Mahavir is the name of Hanuman, the servant of Lord Ramchandra. He was very strong. He could raise even the hills for service of the Lord. Mahavir. Maha means great. Vir means hero. Come on, Hare Krishna. Don't laugh. Please. Then, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Bahismati, one of the daughters of Manu. Come on, Hare Krishna. You know what are the rules? Tell me. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Come on. Next. Who's the rule? Huh? Oh, all right. Then, how many is still remaining? All right. First of all, grains mixed up. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Come on, take your, come on. Whose beads are lying on the floor there? Whose beads? Oh, you never put it in the floor. When there is no bag, you put like this. Mahayogi. Mahayogi is the name of Lord Shiva. Hare Krishna. Take. Hare Krishna. Uttama Shlok means Krishna, who is chanted with best verses. Come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama,
Krishna, Chaitanya, Deva, Shri, Radha, Shaka.
Itang Shaka.
Itang Shaka.
Saha.
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 Nama.
Nama.
Om.
Om.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Padaya.
Padaya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Vistaya.
Vistaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
You keep it.
Bhakti.
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 Vedanta.
Vedanta.
Swami.
Swami.
Iti.
Iti.
Namaste.
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 Saraswati. Saraswati.
Devi.
Devi.
Gauravani.
Gauravani.
Charine.
Charine.
Devishesha.
Devishesha.
Sunyavadi.
Sunyavadi.
Aschatya.
Aschatya.
Deshatani.
Deshatani.
So why is that he has come? Waiting? I'm going just now. Bhagavati. Goddess Durga's name. Goddess Durga. External energy of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Vaishnava.
Krishna.
Saha.
Vancha.
Vancha.
Kalpa.
Kalpa.
Taru.
Yascha.
Yascha.
Kripa.
Kripa.
Sindhu.
Sindhu.
Vaya.
Vaya.
Deva.
Deva.
Cha.
Cha.
Patitanam.
Patitanam.
Palanibyo.
Palanibyo.
Vaishnavibyo.
Vaishnavibyo.
Namo.
Namo.
Oh, performs great austerity.
Saha,
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 Vrinda.
Paneshwari.
Paneshwari.
Risha.
Risha.
Banu.
Banu.
Sukta.
Sukta.
Devi.
Devi.
Manamami.
Manamami.
Hari.
Hari.
Saha.
Saha.
Krishnaya,
Govindaya,
Namo,
Namo,